2,200 plus miles in all, 4.5 days, and I am on I-64, which goes towards Richmond, but I think I exit before Richmond, and I'm trying to get to my slices of life, always be reflecting, or mostly be reflecting, or reflect as often as you can. Oh, especially yesterday, there's nothing wrong. Oh, you think you'd give me time to get over to the lane, little silver crap car? Yeah, you want to mess with the big red, Mr. Volkswagen Golf aggressive driver? Yeah, you ain't seen nothing yet. This dog is from Arizona, brother. Oh yeah, reflecting. Because Scott Lowe had posted a couple days ago his last, well, not his last, but the end, kind of the end point for his slices of life experiment, number 47 on his 47th year on this planet. It was a fitting close, especially when you trace it back to a lot of the anguish, self-lamenting, wonderment about why he was teaching or whether he was being affected, the whole question process he had when he started Slices of Life. And he was going to be doing other stuff, as Scholar does. Always be doing something. This week it's tweeting. Next week, I think I'll tell my students next week, always be cameraing, ABC. Always be cameraing. If I can find an umbrella, I will use it as a pointer, Scholar. But, yeah, this whole next phase of this dog's life is about to unfold with this move to Virginia for some duration, at least. At least enough. Oh, look at that pretty view of the valley of Virginia's soft summer mountains. With this next phase of life, the thing that is quite attractive in the not driving for, at least not driving significant distances for some time. I mean, a little bit rooted. I'm still going with an indeterminate future plan of action, fanning out a few possibilities, and maybe just coasting. I could coast another year or more, given that have some money coming from my mom's estate, so I don't know what I'm going to do, and it's okay, but what I'm really thinking about now is my class tonight. I finally get to be in the classroom in DS-106, and I'm really looking forward to that. I want to sit down with my students. I'm asking them to meet me individually, so this week, so we can just sit down with their blogs and one, so I can just get to know who's who and meet in that kind of format of consultation. But yeah, to see what they've done with their blogs, see what questions they have. I mean, I can write up some of these tips, and a good number of them have just figured out most of the essentials of setting up WordPress. my plan tonight in class, you know, is to be hands-on and do the introduction bit. I am not just a face on a Skype screen, but now you're stuck with me for another, what is it, 12 weeks left? And I want to crack a gentle whip on some who just, as far as I know, may not even have their blog yet, and put the heat to their toes that that's going to happen. For the others, some things I want to get, quite a few of them are not embedding their media into their blogs, they're linking to it or uploading video files, so that needs to be addressed, and more to just coerce, urge them into this pattern of writing, and not writing like they're doing school reports, but finding their own voice and their interest. I'm going to do some WordPress basic things, and have set up categories for their daily creates, their assignments, and probably the tutorials that I think of as things I suggest they do. I'm not going to tell them they have to do it, but it would certainly make the organizing the blog easier if you have a link that shows all the things they've done for those categories. But again, with the making the space their own, you know, they might come up with other organizational schemes, and they might decide to use tags instead of categories, or they might use tags plus categories. That's one thing to show. The embedding is another. I'll probably show setting up links and putting them in the widget, because I've done that in my blog. I've got all their blog URLs that I know of on the sidebar of my blog. I'll probably show permalinks. My idea was, rather than just me demonstrating, which I can do, is I'm going to ask for every little thing I'm going to show, I'm going to ask the student come up, have them log into their panel, and actually they be the demonstrator. I'll talk them through what they need to do, but have them do it. So that's my idea for participation. I want to, thinking about maybe just kind of putting a challenge out there and kind of step it up, like a little bit of competition between classes. So, you know, I'm going to point out that, you know, Jim Broom thinks he's really hot stuff, and of course he's been doing DS106 for a while, and I really need them to step up their A game so we can really, really, you know, set the pace, set the bar of what is creative way out in front, so his class might, you know, get kind of intimidated about, you know, what my class is doing. So, you know, it's all about me and my reputation, but I want the class to buy into that. I want them to make sure they're all set up and connected into their BuddyPress accounts on the site, because I want to stop using emails and communication and just use the group tools. Let them know again where they can find their fellow classmates' blog posts, either from the link on my blog, or they can do it in Google Reader, or they can use the tag in DS106. But that is really important for the next thing, is that they have to be commenting, right? You know, that's a requirement. I haven't leaned on it yet because they're still in the, you know, the setup blog stage and getting used to it. And then probably have a little bit of commentary. I'm just thinking out loud as to what I'm not covered tonight. I'm going to probably improvise this because I don't know if I'll even have time to prep anything down, doing a couple of bookmarks. I don't want to say anything like in commentary to their first cyber infrastructure post. A reflection on Gardner Campbell's thing last week. I kind of glanced at a few, and there's some really good thinking going on there. There's some kind of general things that are good, but, you know, they're getting the practice of writing. I need to also urge them to link. A lot of them are just writing, and they're not linking. Is pretty key. But it's time to foster the bit of reading each other's stuff, participating, commenting, not just on the blogs, but on the Flickers and the YouTubes and SoundClouds for the Daily Create. And I did notice last night when I was really too tired to start really coming through my student stuff. I know Scottler does the all-nighter in terms of blog comments, and Jim's done it. Now, I assume I'll be doing it sooner or later. Oh, look, there's a 108 mile marker. I wonder if I missed another 106. probably did, but I got enough. I got my 106 in Virginia. I'm okay with that. But you know, I mean, a week ago I was a little bit worried because I knew some students weren't even having their blog set up, and I saw a lot of posts that were just kind of the hello world thing. But when I looked last night, the level of writing posting has increased. Again, I continue to see more like customization of the blog, so that ownership of it. And I was thinking about these short reflections I write on Gardner Campbell's essay. I didn't put any like specs on it, so you know, I've seen some that are, you know, one paragraph or two paragraphs, and maybe three or four, and that's fine. The point really was to get them thinking and writing. But it was a couple days ago when I stopped to have coffee with Jason Green in Little Rock. He had talked about he was following and doing DS-106 last spring, and Gardner's concept in his presentation really resonated with Jason, and he admitted being a little disappointed that later in the course we never really got back to that kind of conceptual level of thinking with what the students were doing. They got really, you know, we delved into all the creation stuff, and it was this massive, massive, beautiful amount of creation, but we didn't really get the, you know, meta it up as Gardner likes to do, you know, the level that Gardner rides at. So I've just been trying to think about, you know, what could we do towards the end that would do that? And a simple thing towards the end would have them look back at their original post on personal cyber infrastructure, and reflect on that reflection and see what has changed or not, or, you know, what they think of after having done this for a number of months. So, you know, some of these first ones, there seems to be a lot of pushback against the using technology. There seems to be a lot of concern about, you know, everything going technology or technology taking over, which is not even a message that I recall being in Gardner's presentation. You know, not too many of them, you know, a few of them do, but a lot of them say, I'm not too sure I see the value in having this personal cyber infrastructure. I'm not even sure what it is, they say. So I'd like to see what their thoughts are when they look back on what they did in DS-106 and kind of rewrite or recraft or just rethink what they originally said. So always be reflecting. So that could be one way to come back on that. Because I'm going to believe, and I think where a spark is really going to take off is when the whole network effect of DS-106 really kicks in. When their students are getting comments and feedback from elsewhere, when they're actually, my students are going in and doing the creating and making assignments, getting on the radio, and thinking it now just more of, you know, maybe they just think of this cyber infrastructure as a kind of a required construct because we made them do these blogs. So I don't, you know, I'm thinking maybe they don't even fully grasp what it is, especially the importance of, to us at least, the importance of making it their own or being in charge of it. I was just reading Beth Cantor's blog post, who I just adore and respect so much. No one works harder in the area of social media and nonprofits, or social media in general, than Beth, and she's just an awesome presence. And she's been really focusing a lot of attention and interest on this notion of content curation, which is big. The whole premise about a lot of information on the internet. A key skill is being able to find, share, and whatever the third verb is, but, you know, the whole idea about crafting, and that kind of borrowing from the museum nomenclature of curating content, so building some context around it, and filtering and passing on, which all, you know, I believe in full on conceptually. I sometimes just bristle at the word content curation. It sounds like something that was made up. I mean, I think I've been doing it all my career, but I don't really call it that. But what I was getting at, there was, she's got a session coming up where she's tapping into Robin Good, who I followed for a long time. definitely, you know, if you want to call it content curation, this guy does it to the T. He's like always finding and sharing and writing up all the stuff he finds on the internet. So I've been a big fan for a long time. There was one section of Beth's Wiki where Robin had listed, you know, all the tools that he sees as important in this content curation. And there's things like Scoopify and, you know. But the thing that's missing is those are all, you know, they're external. They're someone else's. And this part about claiming and owning your own digital space, the digital locker that Gardner talked about in his talk, which I haven't seen any of my students really catch on to, because that's a readily accessible metaphor that anybody who's gone to an American school, I think, has, you know, kind of can tap into that visual metaphor of what a locker is like in the school building and what its digital version would be like if it is a space that we can decorate and give identity and personality to. So that was a long ramble, and I forgot where I was going with that. But class going on tonight. I'm going to pitch. I think I'm going to get to Jim's house around 2:30. He gets there at 3, and we'll probably... not going to let me over? Man, drivers in Virginia. Go back to school, man. I have an idea. We'll probably do our DS-106 preview show later this afternoon. And that's the idea I'm going to pitch to Jim. But by the time this slice gets done, it will already have happened or not. But I'm thinking, like, let's do a little bit of play, because, you know, I will be there. But I say we start in the beginning. I'll go outside with my iPhone and pretend I'm still Skyping in. So, you know, Jim will do the show, and I'll kid on to make sure he's got the audio right. And I will, I'll apologize. You know, the trip was farther than I really had planned. I'm still on the road. And I'm going to have to ask Jim again to have to step in and cover my class. He can get all whiny, and it's like, you know, Levine, you're just a slacker. You know, man, I just can't keep picking up after you. You know, you're not bringing your A game. You know, you're not here. And then I'll throw some stuff back to him, and then I'll like pretend that I'm sorry, Jim. My Wi-Fi is running out of battery. I don't think I can really connect. I just have it go dead. And then Jim can go on talking, and then what I'm gonna do is like come back inside and get upstairs as quickly as I can, and then just kind of stroll on the set and sit next to him. It's like, hey, Jim, I made it. So it's kind of goofy. It's definitely kind of goofy, but it's all about having a little bit of drama to it. So it's almost at the 18-minute, 34-second part. Almost at the 18-minute, 34-second part. And I'm coming up on a road junction here. Just make sure this Pathfinder stays in their lane. So this would be Slices of Life, Slices of Cog Dog, number 8. To be posted at some vague future date. This will be the third slice that's sitting in my queue, which is right behind 3 days of photographs, which are still to be processed and uploaded, etc. But I'm just excited, a little nervous about getting to Fredericksburg and doing the teaching thing. So this is Alan on the road, getting really ready to be off the road. Be well, people. Be well. And since no one else is around to say it anymore, Schrader.